Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's roundup. Six stories in robotics and physical AI led by NVIDIA's Jetpack 7.2 push and OpenAI's frontier models on Bedrock. We'll hit edge stacks, agent ops, mini PCs in cabinets, human robot ops, and why agent logic matters for real deployments.
NVIDIA's Jetpack 7.2 and Nemo Claw make Jetson feel ready for production. Better runtimes, optimized inference, and tooling for edge autonomy and humanoids. The catch is operational integration. Matching timing, safety interlocks, and PLCs remains the heavy lift.
OpenAI's frontier models, GPT 5.5, 5.4, and Codex, going GA on Bedrock is huge for access. For robotics teams, the headline isn't just permission to call models, it's whether you can meet latency, offline fallbacks, and certifications when that model is in the loop.
Amazon's Agent Ops and Agent Core give a concrete operating model for agentic robots, agents as deployable units with lifecycle and orchestration. But production hinges on governance, observability, and the ability to roll back physical behavior safely.
Compact industrial mini PCs like the Haistu M9 are moving into control cabinets because they reduce footprint and wiring. They unlock near-machine compute, but whether they survive factory stressors, vibration, heat, EMC, determines adoption.
Human-robot collaboration is becoming an operations discipline. With ISO 10218-1, 2025, Titan cybersecurity scrutiny, and zone-based safety practices, teams must prove layouts, workflows, and audit trails, not just a cool demo.
Beyond LLMs, field deployments now choke not on model power, but on agent logic, orchestration, constraint handling, stateful recovery, and safe decision policies that compose with low-level controllers.
That means treating robots like factory equipment, versioned software parts, spares, CI/CD for agents, scheduled maintenance, and on-call rotations. The orgs that bring these disciplines will close the gap between demo and 24/7 ops.
Integration details matter. Wrapping probabilistic model outputs into deterministic state machines, aligning agent timing with conveyor cycles, and respecting PLC interlocks and MES workflows is where projects stall.
Observability has to be industrial grade. Motion control cadence telemetry, causal tracing from high-level agent decisions to actuator commands, and tamper-evident logs for compliance and incident analysis.
Safety intersects with cybersecurity now. Zone-based layouts require verified control logic, while network hardening and threat models are part of the safety case. Attackers are a new class of hazard to mitigate.
Mini PCs help, but cabinet engineering is non-trivial. Serviceability, thermal pathways, connector choices, and field replaceability determine MTTR and uptime more than CPU specs.
For humanoids and autonomy stacks, low latency perception and local control on Jetson-class SoCs are enabling, yet whole-body coordination, force control, and predictable task-level guarantees still need heavy systems engineering.
Tooling matters. Hardware-in-the-loop tests, shadow deployments, and digital twins are becoming standard to validate agent behaviors before they touch live lines. The cost of skipping these is unscheduled downtime.
Procurement and lifecycle planning shift too. Teams must buy with model SLAs, hardware spares, versioning guarantees, and clear EOL policies, so you're not stuck mid-deployment when a key component is deprecated.
Success in production looks measurable. Continuous throughput, reduced safety incidents, clear rollback processes, and dashboards that map agent decisions to business KPIs, not just flashy demos.
The synthesis, the pieces, edge SoCs, frontier models on Bedrock, agent ops frameworks, and compact industrial hardware are aligning. But the real differentiator will be industrializing software, rigorous interfaces, testable behavior, and lifecycle discipline that treat agents as fielded machinery.
Thanks for listening. If you've got a deployment war story or a tool chain tip, send it our way. Subscribe for the next roundup and keep pushing robots out of the demo hall and onto the floor.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.